Well, that was a lively start, wasn't it? Hello, it's Rich, Unheard Indie, episode 358. And that was Lunch. They're called Lunch. How quaint. How sweet. But it's not a sweet sound. It's a banging sound. The name of the track is 267. Lunchband_UK on Twitter for the Londoners. I am loving a bit of that one. And I think that was a real size 11 boot through the front door type way to kick off the show. Next up, a band I am always and forever excited about. I'm in a perpetual state of excitement for the mighty, all-powerful, forever gigging, forever writing and recording and now releasing. It's Forgetting the Future. It's been a while, you know, since they had released anything, but we are in the midst of a double header. We had Chemtrails only a few weeks ago, and now Forgetting the Future have released this one called Have You Settled? Couldn't be a bigger fan of the band, and I cannot wait to see them in Liverpool Sound City, which is only about a month away. And check this out as well, right? So, Sound City is across Saturday and Sunday, and I have Sunday tickets. Listen to some of the bands that are playing on the Sunday. So, Forgetting the Future, Bandit, M60, The Snuts, Corella, The Rolling People, Shifu, Skylights, Venus Girls, The Ra's, Caden Nolan. That is just a quick 11 that I am very keen on seeing, with so many more on top of that as well. What a day it's going to be. I mean, come on, what a day it's going to be. And hopefully it won't be a repetition of Sound City 2021 when I got the train to the complete opposite end of the train line and ended up in New Brighton, very, very far from home. And then woke up the next morning still pissed as a fart and recorded a podcast where I made absolutely zero sense and just laughed hysterically to myself like a lunatic. So, much more civilised this time around, I hope. Anyway, you're going to hear Forgetting the Future, Have You Settled? Then after that, you're going to hear Modern Love. Modern Love, Barry and the Boys. They are an Irish band first featured on the podcast February 2020. They are a very, very good band indeed. Their track is called Don't Feel Myself.
Talk about life.
A pair of bands I really and truly love. Forgetting the Future, the Scots. They were first up with Have You Settled? And after that, it was Modern Love with Don't Feel Myself. Do check out either band if you get half a chance. Next up, from album number 2, entitled Mongrel Australia, it's an Adelaide outfit named West Theberton. First featured on the podcast in 2019. It would have probably been a song of theirs called Tops, which is the drinking anthem to end all drinking anthems, with the chorus being, I'm feeling pretty wrecked right now. God, what a tune that is. Anyway, I really enjoyed the West Theberton album, and my favourite track from it is called Cold Feet. So you're going to hear that right now, and you gon' love it. Then after that, from Nottingham, it's a band called The Publix. I have got a lot of time and a lot of love for The Publix. Their brand new one is called Red Flag Verified.
You should have seen me. My guts have been rough for this one. Lip punch, half floor. Wish I was the same, oh yeah. I've been done over this stuff. I ain't sleeping. There's no sense like burn lightning, yeah. I've been awake for too long. No call before. I'm on the foot of your door, yeah. I say to you, I've been waiting. delete. And daddy's worried that our only source of income are monthly payments from her other mates on Facebook. Money from the covers on the princess tie. Can you fault her? She earns double than your 9 to 5. Presses delete. It's kind of funny how the other girls will say stuff when in the photos they all hide behind their makeup. Money over loving saw the princess fly, while the others still go clubbing, get their card declined.
There we have it. It was Cold Feet by the Aussies, West Theberton. Go and check out the Adelaide band's second album, Mongrel Australia. Then after that, it was the ever-reliable The Publix with Red Flag Verified, who this morning put out an April Fool's, stating with a made-up gig poster that they would be embarking on a tour with Catfish and the Bottlemen. I thought, what a result for the band. I'm so happy for them. And then I realised. Evil. Right, next up, it's Tom Collins, the North Walesman, with Warning Signs. His songs are getting bigger and bolder and better and more ambitious, and he is just brilliant, isn't he? So Tom Collins is going to be first up with Warning Signs. Then it is Resistor. Resistor are a new band out of Glasgow. At least half of their band members have extensive experience in being in bands, and I really think it shows. The Resistor track is called Get Some.
Stuck in the struggle. around the bend, telling me there's something on your mind. Let's not pretend, laughing with your friends. You should have read those warning signs. Now I'm out of time. Now I'm out of time. Here we go again. You drive me round the bend, telling me there's something on your mind. Let's not pretend.
So impressive. Tom Collins with Warning Signs. What a class act. He is the man from Wales. Then it was Resistor. Resistor, I'm officially excited about a brand new band, and Resistor is the name of that band. Get Some is the track. Can't wait to hear what else they have got for us throughout 2024. Another band that I only discovered in 2024 is Mayfire. They've been releasing some quickfire singles. The new one from them is called Telephone, so we'll get into that right now. Then after that, a band that I plucked out of the playlist of Twitter user Paul Matthews. He puts out a big playlist every Sunday. There's always some gold in there. This band are a Dublin six-piece called Sun Machine. And not only is the new single fantastic, but their back catalogue is also utterly thrilling. So it's going to be Mayfire first up with Telephone, then Sun Machine with New Shores.
Mm-hmm.
An insatiable and irresistible double. It was Mayfire, the York band, sounding so good once again with their latest Telephone. Then it was Sun Machine, the Islanders, with New Shores. Ooh, I tell you what, they've got loads of material, albums, everything, and I listen to it all two or three times over. They are a huge sounding band, they really are. Note the spelling, Sun, S-U-N, then it's M-A-H-S-H-E-N-E for Sun Machine. But I can't wait to hear what else they've got for us, because they're just some bands are just huge. Do you know what I mean? And they are a six-piece, so you'd expect a bit of hugeness, wouldn't you? But very, very impressive from Sun Machine. Right, what have I got for you now? Next up, it is going to be Melbourne, Australia band Fangirl. I'd like to read from their Spotify bio, but it reads simply, none of your business, which is fair enough. But I tell you what is our business, the quality of their music. This track is called Stupid Stupid. Definitely a band with a sense of humour. Then after that, it is the Skinner Brothers, first featured on this podcast in 2018. And 6 years on, their output has only skyrocketed. This year, and before March had even ended, they'd released 7 new songs. Excuse me? 7? In 3 months? And this is probably my favourite of the lot. So it's going to be Fangirl with Stupid Stupid, then it's going to be the Skinner Brothers with No Joke.
I'm just trying to survive, oh. Reading the leads, we have the place on the level. I'm fighting the industry, they won't let us in. Not 2 times, now we're gonna kick it in. Oh, E3 balls, some people they got no security, let them go.
control and lost my keys on the journey home. Pick a label on and now got none of my clothes cold. Now I roll with an arrow on bone.
E3 bones, the people they got no security, let them go. My spit like whoa, I smoke shit crow, spit shit flow. Record labels let them know everybody like blow.
The road and stain the cobbles. Take a straw,
no,
don't sway or wobble. You got a long way to go, so say some bubble. Hit a puddle in the quarrel, still at level topple. Smoke shit crow, I sniff shit blow. Whoa, I lick my bro and bro, that's E3. I'm still a Camden boy, man. No, got kicked out on my own show and lost my keys on the journey home. Pick kill a label owner, now got blood on my clothes. Cold, now I roll with an arrow on bow. Smoke shit crow, I sniff shit blow. Whoa, I lick my bro and bro, that's E3 out of my clothes. Cold, now I roll with an arrow on bow. Now I roll with an arrow on bow. Now I roll with an arrow on bow.
Yeah, damn. So it was Fangirl first up with Stupid, Stupid. It wasn't stupid, it was amazing. Melbourne band Fangirl there. Fangirl sounds on Twitter. Then it was the Skinner Brothers. No joke. It was not a joke. That is a brilliant song as well, by the way. Some severe bassline activity in that one. So good. Right, quick movie review. I watched Chris Hemsworth in Extraction 2. Extraction 1 was all-out war, all-out violence, non-stop action, put together in a very, very tasty package, a lot better than some of the other action stuff that's kicking around. And Extraction 2 is even better. It's amazing. Watch it. Trust me. 8 out of 10. Get it in you. Next up. From Germany. This band are called The Pineapple Beach Experience. Isn't that lovely? Do you think they got that band name when one of them was on holiday as a child? Do you think they went on holiday to Spain, Mallorca, and they saw a band in a bar called the Pineapple Beach Experience, and they named themselves after that band? I think they did. I'll tell you who else did that. None other than Catfish and the Bottlemen. True story. Anyway, the name of their track is They Remember Us, Shaken. That's the full title. So it's quite a mouthful, but the song is quite an earful. It's a debut song, and you will, I'm sure, enjoy it immensely. And I'm going to follow that debut with another debut, this time out of Manchester, England, that famous musical city. The band are called The Bliss. The track is called Without You.
Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it.
gotta think when you're apprehensive. You gotta say thank you, but my life is changing and my mind keeps changing about you. Will I say yes? Will I say no? Will I say what I had to say before I go? Without you, my mind's not right. Will it be yes? Will it be no? Will it be what it needs to be before it goes? Without you, it's not alright. It's not alright. I can't deal with this procrastination. Avoid temptation because I hate to disappoint. My elation relies on your damnation. But oh, your life is changing and you don't know what is truly new. Will I say yes? Will I say no? Will I say what I have to say before I go? Without you, my mind's not right. Will it be yes? Will it be no? Will it be what it needs to be before it goes? Without you, it's not alright. And yes, my mind's confusing. I'm nowhere alluding towards the truth. But no, as your life changes, I'm peering in from a different view. Will I say yes? Will I say no? Will I say what I have to say before I go? Without you, my mind's not right. Will it be yes? Will it be no? Will it be what it needs to be before it goes? Without you, it's not alright. Without you, it's not alright.
So there you have it. It was the Pineapple Beach Experience first up, sounding very tropical and groovy with They Remember Us Shaking. And then it was another debut by The Bliss, the Mancunians, there with their track Without You, a band to keep an eye on for sure. I'm actually going to end you with yet a third debut single, three in a row. This one is from a Liverpool band called Tax Party. Their track is called Feel So Bad, and listening to it, it made me feel so good. Was that cheesy? Yeah, I think so. Never mind. Thanks for listening. Appreciate you. All the best.